fabulous day down here in the Fun Fly Zone, and people are always having a lot of fun down here. Everyone always has a smile on their face down here. There's definitely nobody sad to be here.
As it should be.
That's right.
That's Oshkosh, by gosh.
Oshkosh, by gosh. Uh-huh. Somebody said that once somewhere on an advertisement.
Somebody made money on it, too.
Well, you know, there's so many interesting people down here, and we get to talk to a couple of them every year when we come down. And one of those gentlemen is Chris Duell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome to EA Radio, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You own a company called Badland Aircraft, is that correct? Tell us a little bit about your company.
So 8 years ago, I was looking for an airplane. I was in flight training, and I wanted my own, and I found the tooling and all the jigs to make a single-place ultralight. So I figured, hey, I'll just build myself an airplane. And here we are 8 years later. And about 19 planes, and I still don't own an airplane.
So you just build them, and your buddy says, hey, I want that one.
That's how it started. That's exactly right. How it worked.
But they let you fly it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, there
I
you
get
go.
To fly everybody else's planes.
Exactly. There you go. That's the That can be the best way, actually.
He's probably the test pilot, though, too. So it's like, yeah, he gets to fly, but it's always being test flown.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's right. I need to check that thing out. I better check that out.
Please
Something
do.
Doesn't look right, right? That's what
it's a super cool plane, though. You got what's the interesting feature about this that makes it easy for storage?
Yeah, that's it. So folding wings, true Part 103 ultralight. It is. You tell somebody, they ask what I do. I say I'm an ultralight manufacturer, and the first thing that pops in their head is, you know, a Challenger or an MX or an Aerolite 103. Awesome planes, but it doesn't look like a typical airplane, you know? So our plane is true ultralight, and it looks absolutely like a real airplane.
Okay, real quick, we're going to have Tim refresh our listeners on what makes a 103, because a lot of people might not know what that means.
Yeah, the Part 103 ultralight regulation says an ultralight is one seat only, maximum empty weight can't be more than 254 pounds, maximum fuel capacity not more than 5 gallons, full power flight speed not more than 63 miles an hour, and power off stall speed can't be more than 27 miles an hour.
Okay, and there you go. So where did you get plans, or how did you?
I didn't. I just kind of reversed. I just figured out the jigs. Actually, my invoice when I picked those up said scrap metal. So I bought a whole trailer full of scrap metal that just happened to put an airplane together. Hmm. And it just research and a ton of YouTube and a ton of Googling, and you know, it come together, and every plane we build just gets better and better. I'm having the time of my life.
Are you thinking about kit production? Is that
yes,
something
yes, that is what we do. But we primarily focus on kits, but we will build a kit to any level you like. We'll even unbuild a kit if you want to do more work.
One thing I really like about your design is the material used in the fuselage. It's steel, right?
It is, 4130 chromoly.
And that's just kind of traditional construction, like a Piper Cub, a Ronca Champ, a traditional airplane,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
But it's also heavy, you know?
It's heavier, yeah.
I mean, a lot of these airplanes you see, it's all aluminum-based.
And I'm jealous with them, because their airframe is like 109 pounds without an engine, you know? And ours is a little bit more than that, about 199 pounds. Behind the firewall.
So that had to be very challenging.
It was. Literally every single ounce counts.
Right.
And
so where are you based right now, Chris?
We are in south central Minnesota, Truman, Minnesota.
That sounds like a lot of trees up there. Trees and lakes, right?
More corn and beans than anything.
You got corn and beans,
corn
okay.
Corn and beans, yeah.
Neither of which you want to land in, if you can help it.
Right, yeah. Right.
So can your design handle, like, floats, for example? I know with all the lakes up there, I mean, float flying on a plane like that seems like it'd be pretty neat.
Land of 10,000 lakes, and I am itching to get floats on one of my planes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they make a lot of floats that would be applicable to your design.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Some amphibious.
Lotus and,
yeah,
you know.
The inflatables. There's
right.
It's wide open what we can do,
yeah.
Where we can go.
Does 103, do you still have to stay... I know light sport, they allow a little bit more if you're going to use floats. 103, can you go a little higher if you use floats?
It's the same thing for ultralights. You get an extra 60 pounds of weight if you have floats installed.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a lot, right?
Yeah.
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 No, it sure is, considering those numbers that you just threw out.
That helps. You know, I mean, it's probably about the same weight as what a lightweight set of floats for that weight of an airplane would be.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's coming. That's something you want to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
So another thing your plane, your Badland aircraft plane uses is a unique engine, right? I mean, engines for an ultralight are always a challenge. It needs to be powerful, but yet very lightweight. So what kind of engines do you use?
So we primarily use paramotor engines. Ah. We put them in tractor configuration. Right now, one of my favorites is the Pollini. It's just everything is there. It's the liquid cooled, dual ignition, integrated gear reduction on the prop. Just a great, reliable little engine. Lightweight, it's the right power, it hits every base.
And how many gallons of gas per hour does that burn?
About 2.5 gallons per hour. So you got about a 100-mile range, hour, 45 minutes or so.
And when you're flying along at 2.5 gallons of gas an hour, you're cruising at how fast?
50, 55 mile an hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the empty weight. What's the gross weight?
Gross weight's 550 pounds.
Okay.
So your usable load will vary a little bit depending on your final build weight.
Right. Okay. So I mean, that can accommodate a pilot up to probably 250 pounds.
Yeah, 270, so. 250, yeah, oh, wow. 270. Yeah.
So it's very capable.
So laying this on you, Jay Monchi, ultralights carry their own weight.
Right.
Can you imagine any other general aviation aircraft that carries its own weight?
No.
I mean, ultralights are awesome.
Yeah, very cool. So how many are you going to build this year?
This year we're hoping for 12.
12, okay.
Yep.
And then are you trying to ramp that up, or are you just going to keep it manageable?
Absolutely. Okay. We just started. We are CNC cutting all of our airframes. So all the tubes are CNC notched, bent. They fit like a dream. Awesome. It's going to speed up production. We're really hoping to get them out, get customers their planes faster.
I noticed your craftsmanship on the plane you have here in Oshkosh is just outstanding. You know, it looks really good.
How do you
manage such great craftsmanship, make things look so good, but yet you're in production, right? So you need to do it quickly to get on to the next one, because this is how you pay your bills, right?
It is how I pay my bills. And I think the trick is that I don't pay myself.
Oh,
I pay my bills. I'm living my best life. I'm having a great time, and I think that's it. It's focus. It's give it the time that it deserves.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's just in your nature to make things like look really nice.
It is,
yeah. and just it's what you do,
right?
So, exactly. So speaking of bills, what kind of price point are we coming in at here?
So kit can be anywhere between $20,000 to $25,000.
Okay.
That's with engine prop. That's ready to build, put together, and fly.
And now what if we add builder assistance?
Builder assistance, I have traveled all over the U.S. to help builders. You know, if there's a section that they're really not comfortable with, I'll go help them set their dihedral or, you know, get their wings drilled and stuff like that. We will do, like I said, any level of completion. So... ready to flies out of the factory.
That's because they're not affected by the 51%
right.
rule.
Right. You know, so, that's one really neat thing about ultralights is you can build them in a factory and buy them already built, and unlike experimental amateur built,
right,
which require the 51% be done by an amateur.
Yep. So that's awesome for somebody who maybe doesn't have the capability to really put one together.
Or doesn't want to spend the time doing it.
Yeah. There it is, yep. And speaking of experimental, we can also meet the 51% rule. So,
great, yeah. So that saves a person time then, because they buy the kit, it's less money, and they just use their own time paying themselves to finish it.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, so we'll encourage everybody to get down here to the Fun Fly Zone and check out all the cool stuff, and especially new things like Badland Aircraft out of Minnesota, a fully functional airplane-looking ultralight, which, I mean, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you here at the show, what's your booth number? And then outside of the show, how do we contact Badland Aircraft?
So booth 912, I'm right next to the windsock guy. Bruce is the best Oshkosh neighbor anybody could ever have.
Go to the windsocks.
Yep, go to the windsocks. And we do that at home, too. I got them on the end of the driveway. They're on the barn. They're all over. So that's how they find us in our neighborhood, too. But best way is email chris@badlandaircraft.com. It's right to my pocket. I mean, it dings, and the easiest part of my job is talking to people and answering emails. It's time consuming, but it's easy.
Do you have a factory people can actually physically?
Please come check it out. It's so much fun, and we have a great. Our factory's on a 108-year-old farm.
Wow.
So it's okay. Cool. The factory's cool, and the farm is cool. We got a couple of runways, so if you want to fly out, they're 880 feet by 25 feet wide. Wow. So if you're good, fly on over.
Now, if someone needs to commercial in, what's the best airport to fly into?
We're 2 hours from Minneapolis, 2 hours from Sioux Falls, and 2 hours from Rochester. So we're kind of in the middle of everything.
Okay.
But
Well, Minneapolis is pretty easy to get to.
Yeah, so it's an easy drive, too. Beautiful, beautiful drive down.
Cool. Tim, you spend a lot of time down here in Ultralights. What do you think, we just got a couple minutes, what do you think makes the Badlands aircraft a more mature Ultralight, other than the fact that it looks more like an airplane maybe than a Quicksilver or something?
Well, I think that's it. I mean, it's a very conventional ultralight with conventional three-axis controls, so it's very familiar to any pilot. You know, everything about it is a tractor, it's a tailwheel, and it has flaps and ailerons and elevator rudder that just does just what a Piper Cub would do. So I think because it's so familiar, it's what makes it appeal to people who are normal airplane pilots.
Right. Well, that's it for us, Chris. I sure appreciate you stopping by and letting our listeners find out about your cool airplane. And we'll encourage everybody to get down here to the Fun Fly Zone and check it out.
It was my pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Chris Duell from Minnesota Badland Aircraft. Tim, we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back and talk about another cool adventure that's down here. J. Mont G., we're on the fly. You're listening to EAA Radio.